Welcome to Your Classicals Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black from APM. I'm Tesfa Wandamagnou. Robert Nathaniel Dett was a collector and preserver of spirituals, a body of music that is strongly connected to the black experience in American history. He was born in 1882 in Drummondville, Ontario, in Canada, one of the final stops on the Underground Railroad that brought so many folk from slavery. His family moved to the American town of Niagara Falls when Nathaniel was young. He studied piano from an early age and eventually attended the Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio to study piano and composition. To help cover the cost of college, Dett played piano in the lobby of a hotel in Niagara Falls and even gave a benefit recital there. In 1908, Dett became the first black American to complete a Bachelor of Arts degree at Oberlin. He followed that with a concert tour as a pianist, sometimes even playing short works that he composed. When he heard the music of Antonin Dvorak and Samuel Coleridge Taylor for the first time, Dett was drawn to the way their melodies sometimes reminded him of the spirituals his grandmother, a former enslaved woman, had sung to him. From then on, his music often incorporated spirituals, and he worked to protect and preserve this music. Some African-American folk viewed spirituals as a reminder of enslavement. But Dett was encouraged by others who saw the music as a rich and artistic source of melody. Here's what he said about it. "We have this wonderful store of folk music, the melodies of enslaved people. But this store will be of no value unless we utilize it, unless we treat it in such a manner that it can be presented in choral form, in lyric and operatic works, in concertos and suites, and salon music. Music which will prove that we, too, have national feelings and characteristics, as have the European peoples whose forms we have zealously followed for so long." R. Nathaniel Dett had teaching roles at colleges in Tennessee, Missouri, and Virginia at Hampton Institute, where he even challenged the Board of Trustees, who sometimes required a list of repertoire in advance. The leadership wanted the ensemble to sing their regular stuff on tour, but Dett wanted to broaden the ensemble's musical offering. During the tour, he did what he knew was right. When he returned to Hampton, he was relieved of his post. His defiance reminded me of these words from W.E.B. Du Bois. "Give us grace, O God, to dare to do the deed which we well know cries to be done. Let us not hesitate because of ease, or the words of men's mouths, or our own lives. Mighty causes are calling us. The freeing of women, the training of children, the putting down of hate and murder and poverty, all these and more. But they call with voices that mean work and sacrifices and death. Mercifully grant us, O God, the spirit of Esther, that we say, I will go unto the king, and if I perish, I perish." This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Eric Romani, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.